AM Mobile. We're MUK Mobile. You copy KG4MUK. N4JVM. 4MUK, I heard you give a call. I was going to try to talk back to you there, over.
I had to take a phone call real quick. Sorry about that.
It's okay. Yeah, I had a slight delay. I'm mobile on 85 right now. Just headed to work. How's your day going?
Not too bad. Just passing by 85 on 385, hoping traffic don't pick up.
6 o'clock, it'll definitely do that.
That's when I start taking back roads.
Do a lot of that. I'm up here driving a truck and delivering freight and all that all over Greenville, and there's a lot of times I have to take some of these little frontage roads to get from one point to the other.
Sometimes that can be a good thing, sometimes that can be a bad thing, depending on how many people want to be on those little side roads.
Me and a big 18-wheeler just trying to deliver the freight that them people, probably half them people in them cars are waiting on.
Except for just being a mechanic and test driving them, but hauling a Bobcat and heavy equipment, now that I'm used to, and you got to have room.
Did a lot of that before in the past. That's can definitely have its challenges on some days. So you headed to work or leaving work?
Left physical therapy.
I guess getting that done and over with, go home, relax a little bit.
Some work on the computer for a little while, then relax and watch some TV till the net tonight.
I'll be getting off work is about net time or maybe before.
Late get off, huh?
8 to 8, 9 to 8, 9 to 7, 9 to 8:30. I think the latest day I've ever had, I've come in at 9 o'clock and then get back to the terminal and be leaving at 9:45.
Long day in traffic.
I'm in it all day working. Then I got to spend the 40 minutes driving to work. Then I got to drive the 40 minutes back home. And plus, I've been doing all that driving all day, too. Slinging freight off the back of the truck. It's KG4MUK.
My radio, or if you're in a bad spot, but you're cutting in and out every few seconds, you drop a little bit.
I got a small antenna and a screwdriver directly in front of it, and I've kind of been noticing that. I think that a screwdriver might be in the way of me hitting a repeater.
Or it might be reflecting part of it back in on you.
Well, screwdriver's behind me on the back of the cab, and then back to the back of the trucks where the diamond's at. So the two antennas are in perfectly parallel to me, but they're like about 5 foot from me, and then the other one's about 8 foot from me.
Pretty good there, then.
Boring a hole in the cab of the truck and just put a roof mount on, permanent. That would probably make things a little bit better, or at least it's receive and transmit should be better, because it's sitting on the bed back there. It's like only about a foot above the cab, and it's not up. It's got that cab to contend with, and the big screwdriver HF vertical antenna to contend with on top of that. So it's like, I'm sure it affects it some.
Where are you running? A Tar Heel or an Atos?
Running the Tar Heel 200 HP.
I didn't know if that one would do everything like the Atos, but the Atos doesn't have 80 meters on it.
That and the 6 foot whip. I can get this one to work 10 through 80 flawlessly. 10 is a little bit of a booger, not real bad, but I can gain more by making a little adjustment to make it shorter. Then I'll start to get a little bit of a problem on 80. It's kind of like at the 10 and 80, you either compromise. You're either going to work 10 all the time, or you're going to work 80. So I kind of got mine where I can work, 75, 80 meters without any issues.
Roger. Yeah, I'm looking at a screwdriver and thinking about putting one on my 350, and I'm wanting to get all band, all mode to go in there.
Kenwood TS570 out of the truck, and I'm thinking about going with the 891 since it's so almost dang near impossible to find a Kenwood. It's a much more compact radio that would work. I would have loved to have found a 480, but they had such issues with that radio, it's kind of hard to find too, so it's like I don't know if I ought to even pursue it. I might just stay with going with the 891.
Hard to come by, but I'm looking for the 897D.
Which one is the newest one? I know they got the 991A, but there's one right under that. Is it the 897D or 891? I can't remember the numbers on them things.
I don't remember. At home, I've got the 991 and the FTDX10, but in my opinion, the 991's just too big to be a mobile rig.
Too much difference in size from the 7300 and just, slightly smaller than the 570.
I mean, they make a mobile mount for it, but, oh my, that's a big radio to mount in a vehicle.
I did something one day, it was kind of hilarious, but my wife wasn't at home at the time, and she told me she was on her way, she'd be there in about 20, 30 minutes. I hadn't even got my FT-101DX mounted and put up in the shack, so I told my son, go open the door of the truck. He's like, what? Go open the front door of the truck. I took the plug in that I had in there for one radio, pulled one radio out, plugged that thing up real fast, put me a little block of wood under it. She got in the yard. I said, well, I got my mobile radio in, and she saw that thing lit up and liked to have a duck.
Did, but I just destinated, so I'll catch you later down the log. 7-3, have a good day.
All right, you do the same. I'm just about at work myself. I drive for Southeastern Freight Lines. So, anyway, 73s, and have a good day. Talk to you later. KQ4MK.